Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 50-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. You're welcome. It is an honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you here.
We of the higher realms all have a responsibility and a service to each aspect of humanity and this planet, and so do you.
It's a joy to be working with you to help empower us to accomplish that.
That's why I am here. That is why the higher realms, through whatever names you give us, are here to support your process, often an arduous process. But as been explained to you, what makes us rather unique within the higher frequencies is we were once human as well, walking the same paths, having the same feelings, having the same thoughts as a result of those feelings. Beloved students and friends, we are one.
I wanted to speak this morning, referring to the wisdom you've been bringing to us. We've been working on the refounding of America, which will be published in the early part of 2019. And in this book, you include a glossary, which has, I think, almost 600 terms and teachings in it. That as the more time I spend with it, I realize what a powerful source of wisdom it is. And what I wanted to do was to just briefly discuss three or four of them to kind of flesh them out, because I think they have such relevance and meaning for all of us.
And remember, those came through to the channel within a 72-hour period in your vernacular, almost blew his wick.
In a 72-hour period, yes.
And within each of these, there is an energetic download. So what I ask of you is to be aware of not only the words, which are a very powerful tool for you, whether spoken or unspoken or written, but be aware of the energy within each statement. And collectively, there is enough energy within that glossary to facilitate your entire ascension process. I shall repeat that.
Wow.
Within that glossary is enough power, enough divine power, to facilitate your ascension immediately. There is the power and the gift and the purpose of that glossary, beloved students and friends.
Well, what a gift, and I think the audience will begin to understand it. What I thought I would do would be to read the statement and then ask you to comment on it. So the first one is this. The Earth is experiencing the birth of a new paradigm, no matter how things appear in the outside world. Things are changing through cosmic conscious energies coming in. Could you expand on that?
You're not alone. You've never been alone. You never will be alone, beloved students and friends. Many of you are becoming conscious and aware that there are forces coming into this planet that actually were the initial forces that created the planet and created humanity itself. There are planetary, solar-cystic, galactic configurations which facilitate this energy coming in at specific times that many of you are becoming aware of and learning how to use that through being aware of it taking place. Many of you are led to certain geographical locations and vortices and vortexes and portals where these energies are very, very powerful and often emanate from. You have never been alone. So within the loneliness of this nation, while you are within the process of healing your families, healing your communities, connect with this energy, this cosmic universal energy constantly coming in, and allow it, if you so choose, to be your fuel.
So this new paradigm, help me put some words to it. How would you describe, maybe in a phrase or a sentence, what this new paradigm is?
Awakening to the truth of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Awakening to the divinity of yourself. And once you understand that, you will heal self. You will reflect that out into your communities, into your nation, into all the nations of the world, and beyond. Nothing more, nothing less.
And out of that will come our world of peace, love, equality, harmony, and balance.
Out of that will come your service to all there is. Self being a reflection of that and beginning with you in something called oneness. You're beginning to connect the dots. You're beginning to hear these words and understand how they all interconnect to one another, beloved student. It is a divine moment, isn't it?
Yes. That, what you've just said, I think is very connected to the next statement I would, from the glossary I would like to read. Proof of the inner God self has been experienced during past golden ages and will again be experienced by the present people of America.
Becoming the seventh final golden age is the mission and the divine destination of the United States of America, and allowing that destiny to reflect in a beacon of love throughout the entire planet. Each nation, each language has a mission and an origin from which it came, usually a star system. It is time for all of that diversification of oneness, seeing one another in disguise, to be healed through that beacon of light into a unified force field called God. You being that energy.
The statement here says, proof of the inner God self has been experienced. I'm not exactly, I don't fully grasp what the proof is of the
book you just created is an example of the proof, beloved.
So I'm in the midst of the proof and I didn't even know it?
The blind shall see.
You have often said, and so have other higher realms, that you know nothing, and I'm reminded of that every day.
Out of no thing is everything. When you look up into the night sky and the vastness of what you call outer space, there is a consciousness. There is an energy, and the foundation of that energy is love that contains everything.
And we just have to kind of meditate on that and be with that, don't we?
Well, part of it you're not ready to receive is the frustration in being human and accepting not being able to know. But within the acceptance of not knowing, within the void, within the vastness of nothing, you're opened to everything. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so.
That is the reality of existence.
Well, the next statement I want to read, kind of...
Let us pause for just one moment, beloved student, and remember the energy of each one of these. And more important than the words, more important than my explanation of the words, it is your stimulation of the energy within each of these. Mm-hmm. For within them is the key that unlocks the door to everything. Let us continue.
Well, you have told us that one of your goals is for us to become you. And that's when humans work with ascended masters, that is the goal of the ascended master.
Not to become me, but to become your version, your unique, diversified version of an ascended master.
Right.
We are here in the ascended master realm to assist you with the tools to become that.
Well, one of the tools I want to talk about is the idea of demand and command. I want to read this statement from the glossary. Learning to demand and command universal life forces is completely normal for the Ascended Master. Fixing consciousness with absolute certainty, knowing creative forces are for their use. Now, it's this idea of command and demand. Gabriel gave me an affirmation that when I first got it, it startled me a little bit because he said, he gave me this affirmation, I am in a perfect state of health and well-being. It is my divine right, and I demand and command that it is as is. I am perfect here and now. The idea of me demanding and commanding challenged my ability to understand that.
And that is exactly the core issue. That is the blind spot of humanity, that you simply don't see yourself good enough or worthy enough or believe that you are justified in commanding and demanding something called creation or something called God or something called source or something called all that there is. The day, beloved students and friends, you wake up and knowing this is who you are. And as long as that commands the man, intends no harm, and it's for the service of all that there is, you have the ability and the capacity within yourselves to create whatever it is you intend. In reality, you're already doing that for good, bad, or indifference. Through your emotions, creating a thought, creating a word, creating an action. You are the creator creating. It may not always be to the consequence to your liking, but you're learning how through taking responsibility for your life, how to create the consequence to your liking. Does that help you?
It does help me. I'm aware of the fact that I have more to grow in terms of understanding and using the idea of demanding and commanding universal life forces.
So what would you, in your own words, beloved students, say has been preventing it within you, allowing yourself to be a proxy for all of humanity? How would you answer that?
Well, it all comes down to loving myself enough to feel that I'm good enough.
Exactly. And are you?
I am good enough. You've helped me see that.
You are in process with knowing that you are good enough. Otherwise, you would be a master, as we are, of commanding and demanding.
I am getting better at it.
Indeed.
I would like to read one more from the glossary, and I think it's related to what we've been talking about. This statement. Life itself never struggles. What struggles is the human lack of consciousness that attempts to limit life. If humanity will just let life be, the natural result will be perfection. And what's sticking me is this: if humanity will just let life be. What does that mean?
It's moving beingness into doingness. It means that you will create a state of beingness, be it love, be it joy, be it bliss, or sometimes even the negative of those. And through that beingness, that innate beingness that requires no doingness whatsoever, you create a doingness that reflects the beingness. What you have in your world now is the reverse. If I do this, I will be that. If I can only find the right job, if I can only find the right partner, if I can only have the right amount of money, I will be happy. You can create a state of happiness independent of any of the doingness. If you can master that, beloved friends and students, you're on your way to becoming me, the highest version of your ascended master self. Do you understand?
I think so. And are we really saying also that if it would just be the love that we came here to learn?
Yes. Do you think so, or do you know so?
I know so. I know that.
And so it is.
And that's what we must do. We must be love.
That's who you are. That's where you came from. That's where you will return to. It is your divine home. That energy of love that creates a consciousness allows all creation to exist. It's always been there. It didn't necessarily start with some big bang. If it was a big bang, are you still banging? There's never been anything else but love. And when you evolve enough, you will quiet your mind, your asking mind, and just know, I am that. I am love. And through knowing that, everything will become clear.
That's the message that the baby Jesus brought, didn't he?
Yes. The Christ consciousness, once again, through the being called baby Jesus, but many times before that. And now, you are the baby Jesus, being born each and every day until you awaken fully to your Christ soul consciousness.
Thank you for that beautiful message, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.